Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and thank you once again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. You know, this is that Wednesday show that everyone looks forward to tuning in to. And today, as I always say, I have a phenomenal guest for you. And I really, really do this time. Honestly, I have a phenomenal surprise for you. This is an intentional, motivational plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in again with us every Wednesday. You will be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. So I'm going to allow my guest, I'm moving out of the way and allowing my guest to step in, and she is going to introduce you to herself and tell you a little about who she is and her platform. Guest, are you there?
Yes. Thank you, Betty, for inviting me here today and being able to speak to your audience. So I'm very excited.
Yes, absolutely.
So a little bit about me. My name is Dr. Christine Kozachuk, and I am a wife for, and a mother of three and a grandmother of eight. yes, they range from 6 to 17, but they're absolutely beautiful. And I am an author, a international speaker, and an international award recipient. I am the founder of Every Girl Wins Institute and the founder of International Every Girl Wins Day. Every Girl Wins is what that is about, is we teach sustainable life literacy to females around the world and allowing them to know that they can do anything they want in this world, that they deserve, that they can create the life they deserve with sustainable life literacy, with the education that we give them, they can do anything they want.
I love that. And I love the fact that it is a platform for females. And I just want to ask you, what motivated you to start your own business as a, and I know you have other business too, because I know you personally, but what motivated you to start this particular platform?
It's based on my life. You know, you know my story because we kind of know each other a little personally. Yeah. You know, I got pregnant at the age of 13. I had my son, become married at 14, and I went on to have two more children with my ex-husband by the time I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And in between that time, I was domestically and physically, emotionally abused by this man. And the night that I had left him, I was literally on death's doors. And when I left with three kids on my hips. I had no education. I had no transportation. I had no money. And I didn't know where I was going to go. And what I knew right then, Betty, is that, you know, my children did not deserve what they were going through, what they were living in. They didn't deserve to be seeing that every day. They didn't deserve to end the poverty. So that's what motivated me to create this amazing life that I have. But going back to your question, that's the reason. I never want another female to ever suffer in the way that I suffered, not just from the teenage when I married and pregnant, everything like that, but I suffered silently until probably about 5 years ago. I was still felt like, you know, people was judging me based on that, because when I became pregnant, you know, I became I had this community of a population of around 700 people that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And they told me that I would be nobody, that I would amount to nothing, that I would never create anything about for my life, for anything. And that just really stuck to me. And at all times, I feel like I was always being judged by anybody and everyone. And you had to be in my inner circle. And I trusted you to ever tell my story. Yeah. So that is reason what I do today for females of the world, to assure that, you know, that they'll never suffer the way I suffered.
Wow. I'm like speechless. I still want to hear more. I'm like, I want you to go on and on. And the reason I so wanted you to be a guest today, because of the fact that I too encounter females that need to hear your story. I mentor young ladies that need to hear your story. And it's, you know, you want to get them before they make mistakes. You want to get them so they can get to know who they are. And I don't know if you were forced into marriage or not, but I do know the story. And where we are today with helping these girls, every girl wins, is to educate them. And I love the fact that you said, do you have an acronym for WIN?
No, not yet. I need to look for those.
Yes. I'm just thinking, because honestly, everyone needs to hear your story. And I'm glad that you have taken it outside of your environment. That is an international story now, and that lives are being changed as a result of hearing your story. I remember seeing the picture of you at a particular age in your wedding attire, mm-hmm. at the age of 14, I believe it was.
Yes, 14.
Wow. And this is what people need to know, especially I've been mentoring young ladies since the age of 12. She's 16 now. And I'm constantly telling her, take that down off your Facebook page, or you know, the way you present yourself, is people don't understand that presentation. Someone may get the wrong idea based on what you are doing that's pure and innocent. And you need to participate in things like Every Girl Win. I tag so many people on your, every time I see you doing something, I tag teenagers, parents, get your daughter to listen to this or to support this, you know. So you've already talked about setbacks and challenges. Have you encountered anything since you actually began your Every Girl Win project?
You know, Betty, that's a great question, because, you know, I have not. And you, let me tell you why I have not, because this came from God. Mm. This was God's plan. And what I tell so many people now, you know, you heard my story. I used to feel like the victim, but now I feel victorious, because what I know is God put me through what I went through to be able to do what I am doing today for the females of the world.
Wow. I just read that today in the book of Deuteronomy. That was like, he puts us through things so we can show others that, you know, I conquered this challenge. Why can't, you know, I want to show you how you can do the same thing. Just right. Read that today. Ah, amazing.
Right.
That's amazing. Go on, Dr. Kat.
Yes. And it, you know, and it seems to me it's like doors just keep opening up, you know, for us, mm-hmm. you know, for me to be able to do my work around the world for the females. And it's just, but no, I've not had any setbacks. I mean, it's like I wake up every morning and a new door is open for me to be able to do the job that I need to do for the females around the world. Yes. And, you know, and in 2 years, I have grown this thing into 17 countries. Mm. In 2 years. So you tell me that that's not God's plan.
That is not, I mean, that's his plan. And it's not satanic. and you said 1,702 years. I'm going to go ahead and say, what about 17,000 by the end of 3 years? Because you still have, there's still avenues out there. I'm retired military, and I know that every girl wins need to be on a military installation as well. You talk about how many soldiers, how many females are in the military and the things that they go through, mm-hmm. you know? Every girl wins, no matter where you are, what organization you are connected to, and what government. You could be government employees at a fire department, police department, the military. You could be in the nurse facilities. Every girl wins, no matter where you are, you know. And you hear, you say silence. People are still silenced about the things that they are encountering, even today. So it doesn't matter where you are, audience. I just had to throw that out there at my sister. She said 1,700. We're going to get her to 17,000 because we know that all of these other entities have girls in them that need to know that they are winning. What do you have to say? I see you.
Yeah, Betty, it was 17 countries. We are in 17 countries now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 17 countries right now. We are in 17 countries in 2 years. So, yes, 17. Yeah, we're still going to get to 170,000 people.
I received that. 17 countries.
Yes, 17 countries. We're in 17 countries in 2 years. We're in 17 countries. And our goal is by the end of the year to be in 30 countries.
Yes, I'm receiving even that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's a blessing.
Yes.
17 countries, audience. And they're like over 300 and so many listeners that tune into us. So we know that they can reach out to other countries and see, well, okay, what countries is she missing? Let's tap into that country too. Let's continue to spread this as a virus, as opposed to talking about the coronavirus. Let's spread this type of news and let it be captivated in these other countries that are missing out on such an amazing platform. My goodness, honestly, I'm just like in awe, 17 countries.
Yeah.
You heard it straight from the doctor. So my next question to you is, who has been your greatest inspiration during your journey, your life journey, and your platform? I already know two people, your husband and the man above. I already know those two.
Yeah, those the two. Also, my mentor, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Yes.
Amazing, you know, without him, you know, and the support of my husband and the support of my International Every Girl Wins representative team, you know, I feel like it wouldn't be where it is today. They are the ones that's beside me, guiding me, and that's the reason a lot of these doors are opening for me. You know, my daughter, my granddaughter, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, Every Girl Wins Institute, you know, I created that because of her. You know, it's a legacy that I would intend on leaving behind for her to assure that she has the freedom and equity to do what she wants to do in this world. And, you know, actually, International Every Girl Wins Day is on her birthday, which is March the 13th. And I chose that day for that, for her. So it's, but those are the people in my life that, you know, that stand by me and make sure that Every Girl Wins is, you know, is where it needs to be every single day.
I love that. It seems like each of us that are a part of I Change Nations, the I Change mm-hmm. Nation platform, our initiative has to be on a significant date. Mine was April 4th, my birthday. Yours is March 13th, your daughter's birthday.
Yes,
your granddaughter's birthday. And then I think another young lady is April 17th on her birthday.
Okay.
Yes, so it's like, I love that. I love that. And the fact that you said you're leaving a legacy for your granddaughter, And where I am, it's like you're leaving that imprint. You're leaving your imprint, your footprint, your print for your daughter to carry, your granddaughter to carry on. That is so amazing.
Yes.
Honestly. How old is your granddaughter?
She just turned 12 back in March. She just turned 12. And, you know, it's one of the, I just came up with a definition of her right, because I have Evergirl Wins Institute, and then we're putting a part of her right institute onto Evergirl Wins Institute, which will come effect next year. Everything will be planned out for that. But I had spoken at the UN back in April, the week after Easter, and I was doing some research when I was doing my speaking, and I looked to see if there was a definition for her right. So I get on there and there's not a definition for her right. The only thing that they has like for her right is like serve her right. You know, like she had done something wrong. Well, that serves her right. Mm-hmm. So I created a definition for her right. Her right is the right to freedom and equity worldwide from birth till death.
Stop it. From birth to death.
It is her right for freedom and equity from birth till death. I could not believe that there was not some type of definition other than serve her right. And it was kind of, to me, that was like a negative thought, like she'd done something wrong. Well, that serves her right because this happened to her. You know, that's what I felt.
That's true. And it was waiting for you. That definition was waiting for you, honestly.
Yes.
And you have captivated that. And it's such a profound definition. So I thank you for sharing that with us today, because now I have a clear picture of your pen, her right. You know, mm-hmm. I, in my mind, knew what, you know, had my own definition, or it's like her right, you know, her right to say no. Because you hear certain things. Mm-hmm. About no means no, but now it's like her right, and here's your definition of it.
The award from named in my honor from I Change Nations, the her right. Yes, that's the reason that has with the her right in that definition of it.
I love it. And then the fact that you've been doing this, your platform, for two years now. And it feels as though it has been around for more than 10 years or 20 years because of the audience that you have. And mm-hmm. and honestly, it's like it's spreading, like I said before, like a virus, and a good virus too. And I so appreciate what you're doing for the girls, for the women. And then you have a phenomenal platform, your staff, those that collaborate with you. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I just can't, I can go on and on. I want to know, because I know you have other things going on today, how can listeners get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us on Facebook at Evergirl Wins, on Facebook at Evergirl Wins. You can also email me at Christine@evergirlwins.com if you want to email me. Other than that, all my platforms, Instagram, social media, all that is at Evergirl Wins. Very easy.
That is easy. So you know she has claimed it, copyrighted it, trademarked it. So Every Girl Wins. That is definitely the platform that you should be sending your young ladies too. And there are so many, you know, just so many young girls out there looking for someone to reach out and hold their hand. And I promise you that this is the platform that one should invest in. And I say invest in, I'm not saying like monetary investment, but I'm sure she has that there too. But definitely physically, mentally, and financially invest in this platform so you can help another girl out. I saw, Christine, I saw you doing something with seeding, planting seeds or something? Was that like a one-time thing that you did?
No, that is our plant a garden project. And we actually came up with that last year about this time because when the COVID had hit, there were more people dying from hunger than dying from the COVID-19. So we put that program together to show women, especially in these third world countries, how to plant a garden, because if they're taught how to plant a garden, not only will they provide food for their family on their table, but they can also take it to market and sell it to make extra income. And then also the confidence. And then the other program, Betty, that we have right now is we are sponsoring the girl child to go back to school. So we have that going on. We just sponsored a young lady, Lydia from Kenya, to go back to school to receive her education, because that's the biggest thing that, you know, has young females and women, you know, stranded and with their limited beliefs because of their education. Mm. And if we can get them back into school with their education, and then also the sustainable life literacy that we have, that we promote with, you know, Every Girl Wins, that we teach, putting those two together, can you imagine putting those two together, what the female looks like, the female girl child? It's simple. Every girl wins. That's it.
That is so beautiful. My heart is like pumping right now, honestly, because you have the platform you have is so needed. And I just love you for sharing your life story and breaking the silence within yourself to be able to share what you went through in life and to share it with millions, honestly. And that's what we need, people like you, to continue to shed light on those that are afraid to break the silence. You know, I always tell everyone that strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. And that's definitely what you're listening to today. You have to remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. And you heard Dr. Casey today that she didn't think she could break her silence. She was afraid of what people would say. 700 people in the town that she came from, those people that were saying, you're not going to amount to anything in life. She proved them wrong. So I thank each and every one of you for tuning in again here with me on Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. And I'm going to ask Christine if there's like one last takeaway that she would like to share with you all today.
Yes, one last. Use your voice. Use your voice to assure that the girl child, the females of this world, has the right platform from birth to be able to succeed in life and for them to be able to create the life that they deserve with education and sustainable life literacy and mentors like, you know, Betty and myself. And we need so many more, you know, out there, and like my International Every Girl Wins representatives out there. We can all make a difference, but you have to use your voice in order to do it.
Wow. Use your voice. Thank you, Dr. K.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.